We end this hour with your letters, and we heard from you this week about our story on the world's most dangerous orchestra. At least that's a joke from one member of the Juarez Symphony Orchestra.
The city of Juarez, just over the border from Texas, is one of the bloodiest places in North America. Violence between drug cartels and the Mexican government has made the city the murder capital of Mexico. In our story, we heard how the orchestra endures despite all that.
I had tears in my eyes all the way home. That comes from listener Adriana Carrillo, who adds that she lives just across the border from Juarez in El Paso. And she writes, "It was nice to hear that some people in Juarez are still enjoying the arts and going out at night. We are all very saddened by this situation and worry about all the people there, especially the young generation. Thank you for giving me some hope that maybe one day I'll be able to go hear the Juarez Symphony Orchestra and enjoy other events there."
And Juan Carlos Hernandez of Chicago posted this on our website. "I am from Mexico, and it pains me that my native country has been in the middle of this war that now seems endless and more vicious by the day. There have been few stories of hope. Even in what was supposed to be a year of celebration, the bicentennial of independence and centennial of the revolution. Your story reminded me that the best in us, in Mexicans and in all human beings, can and will overcome the worst that we do."
Please keep your letters coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.